Stables and Tools. Sartre Museum's fine stable exhibits a remarkable collection of tools and household items used by the Seto people. In fact, it was the collection of tools that formed the foundation of the museum. The very first permanent exhibition of Sartre Museum opened in 1979, entitled Seto People's Tools and Household Items. The museum was founded by men, and perhaps for that reason, the focus on collecting in Sartre was primarily on items related to men's culture. In this regard, Sartre Museum is unique. The collection predominantly features various agricultural tools that showcase the ploughing, sowing, and harvesting implements from centuries ago. Among the oldest tools, there is a bear plough, which was used in slash-and-burn agriculture. There is a wide range of harvest tools, including scythes, sickles, rakes, flails, threshing machines, and grain winnowers. Sartre Museum also possesses a complete set of tools for processing flax. In the early 20th century, flax cultivation became the main income source for Seto people. The work was hard, but the quality of the linen was excellent, allowing for profitable sales, even abroad. Various utensils associated with cattle can be found, such as tin and wooden buckets, bark vessels, butter churns, and numerous other items. The collection also includes fishing tools, items related to beekeeping and pottery. Pottery production was a significant source of income in the Sartre region, and Sartre Museum has the largest collection of Seto pottery. To continue with the impressive list of tools, there are also tobacco cutting knives, wood carving tools, samovars, shoemaker and tailor tools, as well as carpentry tools. The list could go on, but go and see for yourself. Seeing is believing.